Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to What Jail Is Like!
It's like every week we come and we see where the new level of funky has been set at. Over the week, you know, the level of funkiness,
it
fluctuates, you know? And every morning, every night, Sunday, we come in and we just, like, bust that funk logo wide open. And then we just, like, rocket past the funk level like a fountain and spray, like, just surplus funk all over, you know, all the doubting masses.
And for those of you who know what a metaphor is, that's not one. Man, that is literally what goes on.
Seriously, it's a mess. We gotta bring people in here to mop up the surplus funk every week. So, you know, actually that position needs to be filled because...
Funk Sponger.
We have some Funk Spongers that are moving on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, we're accepting applications for Funk Sponger. Send an email to whatjailislike@hotmail.com or a physical mail to 113 North Market Street, Champaign, Illinois, titled... I want to be a funk sponger.
Yeah, they're actually moving on to be groove collectors at the House of Blues.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's a hell of a resume builder.
It really is.
I sponge
We've
the
funk. Guys. Exactly. I sponge the funk.
Melanie C.
I'm so entranced by that fold-out cover.
She's got a solo album. This is the news.
And she's got see-through shirts.
Yeah, like the one Melanie C, as in Melanie C from the Spice Girls.
As in Sporty Spice, for
as
those
in
of you
Sporty
aren't
Spice.
As knowledgeable about the Sports Spice Girls as Mark is.
So.
I ain't saying nothing.
So she's got the solo album out, and we'd like to check it out, because she's looking pretty sassy.
She's definitely feisty, even.
She is. Some would say.
She's all feline and...
Equine and...
Equine. Well, you know.
She's fairly equine.
There's that picture of her with a bead bag on her, strapped to her face.
She's fairly equine, but like in a, you know, a very sexy sense.
Very bovine. She had those big brown eyes.
She's all the eyes, people.
Iodine.
She's iodine. She actually embodies iodine. She cleans infections.
She is. She's, what's her last name?
Chisholm.
That's what I thought. Just want to make sure.
Oh, so what's up, peeps?
That's what's fascinating us, the new Melanie CC North CD. CCD.
You Catholic school kids didn't need to do CCD.
You just needed to wait for the sound to come out.
Only you public school kids had to come in and mess up my desk on Sundays. Hey, the CCD kids stole my math book!
God,
why
I
did
hated
you do
them.
That? Why did you steal my math book? What kind of sick twists are you?
I tell you, I've been the CCD kids that root through desks and steal stuff.
Why steal a school book, CCD boy?
You're bored. Like, you're very frustrated.
What would Jesus do? Steal this math book?
My super cool scissors, all gone.
Well, that's what you get for leaving valuable stuff around. Mm. You know, you're bored, you're frustrated with the dispensation of you know, propaganda. There's nothing better to do than make someone else suffer.
What this show is all about is 2 hours of improvisational comedy talk radio theater. It's improvisational talk. How about that?
Whee!
Yeah.
Can we dig on it?
So we're going to be doing that up for 3 hours, or 2 hours.
I almost passed out.
I know.
3 hours?
It gets pretty dire. Oh, boy.
Now, Mark, some of the people out there might be saying, but Mark... We've heard your voice from 8 to 10. What's going on? Is my schedule, is my biological clock all thrown off? It's in a tizzy. What shall I do?
And I'm going to say to those people, get back in the box. You were never given permission to come out of the box. Get back in there. I did a really careful job of packing you in, and I don't want to spend all night getting you back into that tiny little
box. But Mark, are you the new host of the Ambient Show? I didn't know you had that side of you.
No, I was just feeling particularly vague this week, and... Ambient Girl needed somebody to cover the Ambient Show for her. So, you know, I spent a couple hours.
She sort of contacted you and kind of asked you to do it.
It was a really long phone call over the course of about 40 minutes. You know, this vague, rolling sort of sound. And I did all I could to become less specific and substitute that show. But she picked out the music. So, although I think it was well-chosen ambient music, I can't really take credit in that regard.
Yeah, you might be surprised because you didn't hear any Melanie C played in the ambient hour.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to get to some.
Yeah, so don't
or
don't
at least
worry.
At least me and Troop are later.
Even if it means a hostile takeover of Mark and frantic pushing of random buttons until it starts to play.
Make it play!
Play
the CD play! Kill a chicken, that'll work!
See, he likes to keep us oppressed by keeping us ignorant.
Yeah, exactly.
How to manipulate,
like, you don't know
tools.
Which big, brightly colored buttons to push.
And sometimes
let me tell you, folks, it's like a Fisher Price radio board over there. It's like my first radio board. Sometimes everything's real big and brightly colored.
Sometimes he likes to go in the basement, you know, go to the bathroom and just leave songs dangling at, like, you know, 30 seconds left, and we don't know if he's going to come bounding up the stairs or not. Just to kind of see us panic and sweat and remind us who's in charge around here.
He really does.
They say these words and I'm just eating my peanuts. Salted.
Yeah, see, he plays ignorant. It's all an elaborate ruse.
Oh, baby.
He knows what's up.
Baby, why you gotta do me like
that? He knows who's the Minotaur at the middle of this veritable maze.
Yeah.
So it is the week before Thanksgiving.
Oh.
3 days left of class before Thanksgiving. The three coolest days of the fall semester, to my mind, aside from the ones, you know, right before you're let go entirely. But just kind of cool to watch people disappear gradually, like person by what?
When you're just let go.
I don't know. I've never been let go.
They pay out your 401k or whatever.
I don't know.
I was just wondering.
I'll let you know when I find out.
Oh, I killed the funk there.
Yeah. I don't suppose either of you have, or have had, one of the...
Watch it.
Yeah.
I'm old.
I'm being inclusive. One of those hard-ass professors who just has to schedule a class for Wednesday, put something really vital on the syllabus.
Well, I've never had a class canceled.
Well, school, yeah, not Wednesday. This year, so school's over at 5 o'clock on Tuesday this year, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they just said it next week. I don't know if you guys have heard this. Yeah. Next week, full week. Like this, the kids will be here, and me will have an entire week off.
Kids and me. No. No full week off.
Full week off for those kids. You know what? I remember back in the day, we got Thursday afternoon off. Get up at noon. You had a bus ass back to Chicago.
You get noon to 4 o'clock off. Yeah, like, Mom, I need dinner ready at 2:15.
Because I got to drive. I got to eat and drive back. Got a 4 o'clock class.
Mom's making you little, like, you know, dinner's packed in Tupperware for you to take on the road again.
They meet you in Onarga halfway, like, side of the road. I gotta get back, Mom. It was great to see you.
Onarga.
Christmas, don't even start with me.
Let me stop in Casey's General Store to get a drink. Onarga! Do you guys celebrate Thanksgiving in Onarga? Because that's like a pagan no, holiday.
No, they're too busy beating rocks together, trying to make fire.
They got a lot
of pagan holidays in Onarga.
They wear, like, big flowing robes. Yeah. Worshipping Astarte and things.
I love the
like
word
that.
Pagan. It's really a wonderful word.
It really is a good word.
It's underused.
It was nice of, you know, it was nice of them to, of the, you know, dominant Christians who, you know, when they institutionalized their religion and excluded everyone else, to at least give the excluded people a decent word, you know? They could have called them, like, Horf.
Sure. And who's going to refer to them in any kind of intellectual context?
Right.
The Horf.
Oh, me. I would.
I'd use that word all the time. It's like having a soundtrack with you at all times, folks. Life with Matt Trupia.
Oh, God, how can you not be caught up in the funky groove of that song? How can the funky groove of that song pass you by without just reaching its funky claws out and digging them into
your
back?
It's possible that you're driving, like, the funk equivalent of, like, a Yugo.
Yeah.
And it just blows by you, and you don't even have a chance to savor the funk.
It strips your rims while it flies by.
What Jail Is Like theme, of course, provided by Dave Johnson of the band Very Secretary.
What a lovely human being.
Good man. Good
wonderful
man.
Individual.
Really gave some class to our show. You know? We had
great
to step
teeth.
It up, and we did it.
Wonderful teeth on that man.
Gave us some street cred, I think. Mm-hmm. You know? Let's just get our crack that much cheaper now.
Yo, what's up?
So you guys got any big plans for Thanksgiving coming up?
Family-inspired terror.
No, actually, my fam dogs are coming down to my house, and I'm making dinner for all of them.
Hardcore.
I'm going to go up north and endure yet another in a string, in a long, long, possibly never-ending string of really emotionally torturous weekends.
Sweet.
Nice.
Mark?
Yeah, more or less the same. Yeah,
if anybody wants to call up 359-9338 to offer to kidnap Eric for the next couple weeks.
Anybody want me to come to their Thanksgiving dinner? I'm so afraid of who's going to come.
Because, you know,
it's like two 50-year-old girls and an 82-year-old man. I don't have anybody to share the holidays with.
Well, they can pool their money and come up with a good
Eric? Hey, hi. You want to come over?
Oh, okay. It's better than my family.
No, I'm kidding. You know, my dad was down here this weekend. I hadn't really talked to Ed in about 6 months. Really hadn't. Wonderful discussion. Pretty much just laid out, you know, that I didn't like, you know, his style of life. I didn't like the way he was living his life. I didn't like some of the choices he had made. And instead of smacking me upside the head like a dad normally would, he took a sip, a very thoughtful sip off of his Sam Adams, put it down and said, "You know, I was thinking the same thing myself." And I went, wow. So I've reached that point where my dad now speaks to me as almost like a contemporary, you know? It's like,
well, you know,
we've seen fire, we've seen rain.
We've heard before that you don't agree with your dad's choice to live at sea.
I don't think living on a ship, and it's not even a ship, it's more of like a dinghy.
And his decision to sever one of his legs, even though nothing was wrong with it at all, and put a peg leg on.
Yeah, and then bring the leg around and refer to it as Al, and like buy it drinks at bars.
Just
yeah.
Insist that it's his best friend.
Exactly, and I'm like, you know, Dad.
So you were always kind of hoping that, in a way, you disagreed with your dad's lifestyle, so yeah, that you wouldn't follow a similar path. You know.
So and now, you know, he's said that.
He limped all the way up to Champagne, huh?
Well, yeah, and after he actually just took a few tributaries, and then he tried to take the Boneyard, but smacked straight into some concrete, because that was nice of them, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, there's a creek here. Pave it. That little bit of eco-terrorism brought to you by Eric.
Was it really much of a creek, though? Let's be serious.
It was a creek.
It was just a garbage collection ditch.
Never mind. But I thought it was interesting, because when it was all done, I found out, you know, my dad, he didn't really want to live at sea and sever his leg, but he made that threat once, like, just kind of, like, hot-headed temper. He said, you know, I'll show you, I'll go sever my leg and live at sea, you know, and he didn't really want to, but it kind of came out, and then, you know, to save face, he kind of had to go get a dinghy and sever his leg, and, you know, he's been unhappy ever since, so.
That's spite. Well, your mom's decision to live on mountaintops is also didn't please you, apparently.
No.
Because, I mean, there weren't a lot of stores on there, so she had to stock up pretty well.
Well, that too, and the fact that, you know, she's never really grasped, and, you know, mountaintops to her just mean the roofs of other people's cars.
Yeah.
It's a bizarre language difficulty she's had since, you know, young, early age.
I've often wondered at what point self-awareness dawns as you become an adult and you start conducting your own Thanksgivings, in the sense that I can't imagine we're the first generation who has had hellish Thanksgivings fraught with psychotic familial tension. You know, and at what point, you know, do you forget, like, how nasty it was when you were a kid and then just start, you know, hopping right into that?
You know, I'm kind of at that point. Like, I've been thinking about Christmas a lot, and last year I had to go to six different Christmases.
Damn.
What we call the divorce kids shuffle.
That's a lot of Christmases.
Yeah, I mean, you had to go to mom's Christmas, dad's Christmas, mom's boyfriend's Christmas, dad's girlfriend's Christmas. And then I'd go to my grandparents' Christmas. Let me see if I got this. Mom, dad, boyfriend, girlfriend, and then my aunt and uncle's.
So, yeah, six.
So six. Six in 2 days. It was like a whirlwind tour of the West Suburbs. And I decided this year, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to sit around in my underwear on Christmas. I'm going to sit around in my underwear on New Year's and watch the world slowly collapse. But on Christmas,
Clutching a bag of money.
I'm going to open up some presents for my mom. Going to refuse to go to midnight mass like I did last year. And what's she going to do? Thanks for the presents, mom. I'm almost 25. I don't believe in your silly God, and I'm not going to your silly church. I'm just kidding. I do believe in God. I just don't believe in St. Pius the X.
Boy, so basically Catholic. You're going to be saying the same thing you've been saying since you were four.
Right, but this time, what's she going to do? Like, you know, I'm an adult now. And I'm going to go to my grandparents. I'm going to eat some baked Alaska with Joyce and Paul, who I love
good
dearly.
People. Good people.
Oh, Joyce.
And Paul. And then I'm going to go home. And that's going to be it. That's going to be Christmas this year. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling like I'm making some decisions. My dad's not going to call me and go, all right, you have to be here at noon, and then we got to drive here, and then you got to go here, and then make sure to remember everybody's name at, you know, my girlfriend's second cousin's house because they don't like it when you don't remember, and they all remember you. That's because, you know, when we were gone, they're like, who are those kids? Eric?
So, is this freaking you out that I'm so close to you, Mark? Just a little bit?
It's freaking me out because this is the kind of thing that leads to...
We got a whole lot of mobility with these microphones, and Matt is choosing to get way up close to the Mark Iden side of things.
Troop? Oh, no.
I'm trying to get a different perspective of what jail's like. I'm just shaking things up right now. Speaking of whirlwind tours, taking a whirlwind tour to the other side of the desk.
All right, now I don't like... Now I know what it feels like to be Mark, and I don't like it.
It's like a Mexican standoff. It's like a hostage situation here. You're all panicking, waiting to see what I do next.
I know, I am.
Just don't know.
It's like... I feel like an FBI profiler just stumped. I don't know why you ate the brains. I don't know what's going on. It's like... And you're in the room with me now, and I've... For the first time in my life, I have no insight into what you're going to do next.
I think I'm cramping Mark's comedic mojo right now.
A little bit. That and the actual clamps.
Yeah, yeah. Dangerously close to all these yellow buttons that say off.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many ones that say off on here and so few ones that say on,
yes.
Which isn't a metaphor for anything. So piss off.
I don't like comedy from this angle.
Thank you.
I'm coming back to normal.
Oh, good. Come back to roost.
What jail is like?
Lap.
Studio visual gags for you. So, best wishes for Thanksgiving, everybody. Some coping advice for Thanksgiving, I guess, the Thanksgiving that's going to come up. If it starts getting loud, shut up and eat your food.
Seriously.
Yeah. Best thing to do is when mom starts in on the wine, is to just start eating the yams. Just start shoveling
the
yams
in. They're good.
Oh, sure.
They're candied.
Eat the marshmallows.
Just go for it. And then... Of course, worst comes worst, just start shoveling in the dark meat because it's high in tryptophan. You won't even make it away from the table before coma sets
in.
Yeah,
pick your battles, I think, is an important thing, you know? Pick your battles because, in retrospect, how important are Thanksgiving, you know, quabbles? Is it important enough to...
Is a quabble part of the turkey that you throw out? You say, I don't eat the quabble. The quabble
They're
the
not very
knows.
Important Thanksgiving.
Quabble's very high in tryptophan, though, so maybe a strategic move if you want
to
eat it.
Get to the quabble before, Mom.
So pick your battles, Barry.
Do you guys, carefully. Eat... Well, I know you don't. Hey, Mark, do you eat turkey skin?
Yeah. Hell's yeah. Of course, it's like crinkly and crunchy
my
like
mom,
bacon.
My mom and I have... We've had veritable fist fights over the turkey skin. Like, last piece of turkey skin near the end of dinner, we're both a little groggy, so we're not really in control. Ah! Fork in the arm. Mom pulls the fork out. You know, it's...
Audio.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. Audio footnote. Listeners are invited to synthesize the continuity from the show and imagine Eric and his mother fighting over the turkey skin on the top of a car, which they are imagining to be a mountain. There's probably a billy goat on the hood to reinforce their delusion.
Well,
this will give you a very good image if you imagine it, and help you have that much more fun with the show. End audio footnote.
I forgot what I guess.
I don't know. Battles, but just battles over the turkey skin.
Pick them carefully.
Love it. I like the jiggly bits.
The jiggly bits
of the turkey skin.
Kind of slimy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, you've never really participated in... Well, everybody, you know, the post-euphoric Thanksgiving, like,
like the button and
poke Thanksgiving euphoria, where you're stuffed, but you keep eating because all this food is in front of you. You know, like, you're
more
not hungry,
stuffing.
You don't taste anything, but, like, still the yams at the bottom of the bowl look really good, and there's still cranberries that would taste really good, and you just shove it all in your face.
Okay, let me take some time for myself. The Vegetarian's Corner. Yes, the life of a beanpole at Thanksgiving. Let me just say, if you're like my situation, you're the only vegetarian in the entire extended family.
It's cold and dark and
sterile. I've done it both ways, and I highly advise you, just don't admit to being a vegetarian. Hook up with the dog, make a pact with the dog, get that dog underneath the table, shovel the meat to the dog. Really, it's just not worth hearing from Uncle Jim, you know, that, you know, you're thin, he can break you. You know, great grandma relating any stories of, you know, cousins of yours who you've never met from the 70s who died. Actually, they locked themselves in the garage and sucked on carbon monoxide, but they were a vegetarian for 2 weeks too, and now they're dead. It's really not worth those stories. So I would seriously advise constructing an elaborate ruse, hooking up with a dog, pretend it's not worth the conviction.
Gonna eat some ramen raw.
It's vegetarian.
Connor!
Really is kind of cool. You were talking about the after you're full and you're still eating and still eating. When I started being a vegetarian, my family refused to take it seriously for, well, a couple of years, actually.
What do you eat, grass?
Yeah.
What do you eat, grass outside from the outside, grass?
So there's one Thanksgiving where they mixed meat into the mashed potatoes, and I can't really prove that this was a deliberate gesture of spite, but it really bugged me. So I was eating corn, and I couldn't really partake in that whole, euphoric thing that you were talking about, because they didn't bother with cranberries.
And plus, you mean, more it comes corn. Out of you the same way that went in.
Right.
Well. I am a big fan of corn.
Corn!
No, there's nothing I like that white corn, that white buttered corn.
He likes to eat his corn. Boo doo 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 doo. He likes to eat his corn.
Yeah.
Thank you. You just gotta know how to deal with them. Loaded pistol.
Corn is fantastic. Although, like I said before, it tastes great, but I can't help but feel gypped.
No, it's like the ultimate, like, Tracy Gold should have been eating a lot of corn.
Yes.
Did you like that, everybody? Did you like the way we pulled in the late 80s reference and kicked it hard?
No, I guess you're right. But
it's in just, and out, baby.
It's kind of a shame.
Tastes good, comes right out.
Bikini season is 7 months away.
It's true.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess you're right.
All right.
1,500 preteens are like, Mom! Buy corn!
So if you're having trouble coping with the family over holidays and you need some situational advice, give us an email, whatjailislike@hotmail.com, and we can help you out in that way. We're out of time for this segment right here, but there's a whole lot of jail to explicate and show you what exactly jail is like. So 359-9338 is the phone number, because we need you to call us, because right about now what we're going to do is... some advice.
We're always doing advice. It's a good thing that we have a lot of advice to give. And it's a good thing you people are so screwed up beyond repair. So call 359-9338 if you got a problem.
For our advice column.
And
right, which is called...
free advice is better than no advice. So shut your damn ungrateful mouth and eat your turkey! You're always ruining these holidays!
You don't love me, Mom!
Once again... 359-9338.